Good morning. Well, how weird is this? This is a story of when commercial interests get in the way of news coverage. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the people of the project were offered an interview with Serena Williams. And, of course, they said, yes, we would love to do that. So Lisa Wilkinson takes up the offer to be the interviewer and flies to New York. Now, in the interim, of course, we had the huge meltdown, and we also had the scandal, if you like, of the Mark Knight cartoon. But despite that, as luck would have it, this interview was all locked in and did proceed. It happened in New York last Tuesday. Now, why hasn't it gone to air? This is very interesting. Now, suddenly, Serena Williams becomes the most sought-after interview subject in the world. Every major news outlet in the world is trying to get to her, and Lisa Wilkins and the project have got her, but they can't screen it. Now, last night, they did screen a teaser for it, but the full extent of the interview, the guts of it, won't go to air until next Sunday night, which, from a news judgment point of view, you would think that's crazy. I mean, you'd want to get it to air as quickly as possible. But the bra company, Burley Bras, have said, no, we don't want this to go to air until the new range of bras hits the shelves. So what a bizarre thing this is. Now, it's not unusual for a lot of the interviews you will see on TV to be on a junket basis, particularly a lot of the show business interviews. I don't do them myself because I will not be dictated to by PR companies, but a lot of people are happy to do it. Most of the time, there's no problem. They just ask that it coincides with the release date of the movie, etc. But in this particular case, Serena Williams became more than just a celebrity guest. She became a legitimately newsworthy story that, unfortunately, for the people at Channel 10 and the project, they've not been allowed to air because of the bra company.
Are they allowed to ask about the cartoon?
I'm told not. Now, I'm told that although it had well and truly exploded, I'm told the situation of Mark Knight's cartoon was not addressed. Now, what I haven't been able to confirm is whether that was simply a decision that Lisa and her producer made to not bother to ask. That seems odd. Or whether it was something that the PR company had dictated to, because, in all honesty, that would be an incredible world scoop to get Serena Williams, who's been noticeably quiet in offering any sort of reaction to the cartoon at all. And that's really the story you'd love to get. But these people, you know, they really do have to grow a pair, because if you're going to go and do an interview like that, you as a journalist have to do it. And even if you save it to the very end and they get up and storm out, fine. It's even better if they do that. You can't sit there in the middle of a storm like that cartoon and not ask the subject of the storm what she's got to say about it.
Speaking of storms, I had the great pleasure of showing Burnzo the efforts of the incredibly brave weatherman.
Is that not the funniest thing you've seen? Now, if you haven't seen it, get online. Just put in weatherman in Google and it comes up.
Or you can find it on the 3AW social media's got it right now.
Oh, even better. I mean, it is literally like something out of a sketch comedy show, isn't it? Because there he is, you know, almost falling over and can't barely continue. And then for whatever reason, the cameraman pulls out. Now, you'd have to ask who told the cameraman to pull out. And secondly, how did that get, you know, released and go to air? Why didn't someone stop it? Now, this is on the Weather Channel. This is not some little dinky one-horse town TV station. This is the Weather Channel and a very experienced weatherman. But it gets even more hysterical because they then were obligated to put out an explanation as to what, because it looks, you know, talk about fake news, which has become a real catch cry these days. But what they said was, well, the weatherman, he was standing on wet grass, but the people who were walking casually behind him were on concrete. So that explains it. Everyone move along now. Nothing to see here.